At Dusk in his version of Old Devil Moon, a song recorded by both Frank Sinatra and Tony Bennett, artists near and dear to Matt Dusk's heart. So much so, he's got a new album and tour, which pays tribute to Tony Bennett and kicks off October 24th in Lindsay. Matt joins me now. And Matt, what do you want listeners to know about this particular show?
Well, this show I'm doing is a dedication to one of the few old school crooners that was around when I was alive, which is Tony Bennett. I met him back in 2004 when I was playing in Las Vegas. I used to play at the Golden Nugget, and when he would come into town, I'd get kicked out of the showroom, and I got free tickets to go see him. And I got to talk to him all about, you know, stories of his life. The theater I saw him in only sat 400 people, so there wasn't a bad seat in the house. So when I was putting on the show, trying to basically craft it how we were going to do it, I wanted to recreate that atmosphere, how I saw him perform in Las Vegas with that small ensemble that had that real intimate thing. Now, when I say intimate, it doesn't mean it's slow and boring.
Right.
It's a different texture where you can hear more, you can see more. There's great musicians, great songs.
You know, sometimes we meet people that, let's just say they're our idols or someone we look up to. Sometimes when we meet them, it's really disappointing. Kind of wish we hadn't met them. How was it for you when you met him?
You are right. I always say don't meet your heroes, because we all have in our minds, we have an idea of what they should be like. But when you meet them, they're normal people. Now, for the example with Tony Bennett, I met him when he was in his late 70s. This man had already been touring for over 50 years and a very confident man who'd also gone through extreme ups and downs. So there wasn't really a whole facade with him. It was actually you were talking to a normal person. And when I got to chat with him, you know, he told me stories when he first got starting out, when he went through all his troubles. And then when he came back, I think it was in the early 1990s or late 80s when he had his big resurgence, especially with that show MTV Unplugged.
Did he ever come hear you sing?
Yes, he did, actually.
Why are you laughing?
Well, it was one of the most stressful moments of my life. I mean, so I was playing in one theater at the Golden Nugget, and I met his son Danny Bennett, and he said, "Hey, you know, Tony's going to come see you before the show," and I was like, "What? Oh my gosh, what am I going to do?" So he's like, "I don't know if he's going to show up. I don't know if he's going to show up. But just be ready. I want to give you the heads up so you're not surprised he's there." I said, "Okay, thank you very much." Anyway, we start our set. About 45 minutes in, he's still not there. And I was like, "Okay, we got to end our set." And then all of a sudden, he walks in the back of the room all alone. So you just see the silhouette of a man. You can see he's wearing like a lightly gray a suit. And he just walks in and he comes, sits right at the front. And I'm like, "Okay, guys, play that tune." And we played a song called Two Shots of Happy, One Shot of Sad, which was written by Bono on the Edge for
yes.
Sinatra.
Yes.
And he stayed for three numbers and he had to go because he had to go see a show. And then after my show, I raced up and got to walk to him, and he said, "Hey, Tony wants to see you after the show." And then we had a nice little chat. And he says, "I love what you're doing, kid."
He called you kid.
Yeah,
I love it.
Well, I was 24, I think, at the time.
I love it. You're always going to be a kid to him, though, right?
Yeah, of course.
That is a great story. Thank you so much for your time, Matt.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Matt Dusk sings Tony Bennett, kicks off in Lindsay on October 24th. There's 15 Ontario dates. To find out when it's coming to your town, visit mattdusk.com.